welcome to the Resonant Life Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Layla Doolittle, and I'm delighted to have you here. In this space, we'll dive into the worlds of integrative neurology, functional medicine, bioenergetics, and quantum physics, uncovering multidimensional layers of healing that extend well beyond mere symptom relief. Think of each episode as a journey through the remarkable interplay of body, mind, and spirit, where cutting-edge research meets timeless wisdom. We'll explore how harnessing energy, rewiring thought patterns and neural connections, and aligning with abundant flow in your life can spark profound, lasting transformation. Whether you're craving clarity, deeper vitality, or simply a life that resonates with your true essence, this podcast offers practical steps and fresh perspectives to get you there. Join me each week as we awaken the extraordinary potential within us all, bridging science and energetics for a deeper meaning to all that we do, and inspiration to live a life filled with passion, purpose, and authenticity. Welcome to the Resonant Life. Let's begin this exhilarating journey together. Welcome back to another episode of the Resonant Life Podcast. I am your host, Dr. Layla Doolittle, and today I am excited to share with you about a topic that I am very passionate about, and I am interested in bringing you the science of abundance. I really want to inspire you to unlock life's fullest potential through foundational elements energetically, mentally, emotionally, neurologically, biochemically, physiologically, and all of the elements that actually create a foundation for abundance in your life. And abundance does not just mean in wealth, although that is a very important aspect of abundance, so that you have freedom for doing what you're most passionate about or what brings you joy, but it's also in these other pillars of abundance, in wisdom, and in being able to have the time to invest in the thought concepts and the things that bring you that wealth of knowledge, that wisdom that makes you feel alive and intrigued and interested in learning more. And also, this is very dependent on the neurological system and how your brain is receptive and capable of bringing in information and remembering it. And also in wellness, the abundance in wellness and just being able to feel like you're thriving, that you're vitalistic, that you feel like you're able to do anything that you love doing, that you're passionate about, because your system is capable of it physiologically and biochemically. This is a very important aspect to you feeling like the greatest version of yourself, that you're able to take on the world each and every day and just dive right into whatever it is that is leveling you up or whatever it is that's just bringing you more of that joy. Joy and your peace and your serenity and just your overall sense of well-being and happiness is a crucial component to all of these aspects. This is dependent on hormones being imbalanced, neurotransmitters being secreted at the right levels, these communication signals in your body, physiologically, biochemically, being at the right levels to help you feel like you're in that beautiful, peaceful, blissful state of expression of yourself and your authenticity. So let's dive into just a bit more about what this looks like for the science behind abundance. And what I really want to do is just help you understand some of these components so that you see it's not just an energetic thing or a spiritual thing that you can experience whenever you think of abundance or go into abundance meditations or coursework or anything. It's truly going to have an impact on multiple levels of your being, physically, mentally, and emotionally, as well as spiritually. It's a multidimensional type state. So let's think about where you feel most creative. When your health is in the right level, when you have connection to community around you, or you're not feeling isolated, when you feel like you are able to express that true version of yourself, you're feeling connected to your highest expression of yourself, that authenticity of how you express and experience the world. And also when you feel like you are in alignment with your true purpose, not just a purpose that you have adopted throughout the years, as maybe you're in a certain job that you're going through the motions with, or just you get into the routine of family life, but what is your true soul purpose and passion? What is it that's helping you feel like you're feeling fulfilled, as well as helping you feel like it's just recharging your batteries? The more energy that you put in, the more you're getting back from it. And how you express every single day and invest your energy every day, it's important that you get that return on that investment. And you're recharging yourself so your batteries don't get depleted. That's where I oftentimes see so many different health concerns arise, is whenever we have depleted ourselves to the point that our system isn't recharging, regenerating itself. And then the cells have compromise, and there are various types of organ systems that will start to shut down because they are not getting that purpose-driven fulfillment and drive and regeneration that comes from it. So there's a foundational biochemical element to regeneration when we are in alignment with our authentic self and our true passion and purpose. Let's delve into a bit of the concepts of functional medicine and functional neurology and its connection to quantum science and the energetic principles that create a foundation for living abundantly. What I hope to do is, by the end of this episode, you'll have actionable insights backed by science that will bring you greater vitality, clarity, and resonance within your life. And let's find ways that you can help to integrate this into your life within these next few weeks so that you start feeling a sense of living more abundantly and more in alignment with your true authenticity and passion. Abundance is often misunderstood as something that's external, a bank account balance, a collection of things, or even a busy social calendar. But true abundance is internal. It's intrinsic. It is that state of being that reflects how we think, feel, and energetically align with life. Abundance is the convergence of physical vitality, mental clarity, emotional balance, and spiritual alignment. So let's look at this concept through three key lenses. First through physiological abundance, and then neurological abundance, and then energetic abundance. So physiological abundance is when if we think about the body systems and how from cellular health to hormonal balance, it plays a crucial role in our ability to feel energized, creative, and resilient. For example, mitochondria function. These are the organelles within the cells. Every single cell in your body has these, and they create the energy, ATP energy, one of the foundational molecules necessary for every biochemical reaction in the body. And these powerhouses of the cells determine how efficiently we produce energy, how we feel energized, and how we're able to feel like we're expressing ourselves optimally, authentically. When our mitochondria are optimized, we will feel more abundant and therefore be able to take on more things and perform more actions or create new choices in our life that bring us into alignment with abundance, and however you define abundance for you and whatever it is that you're desiring to create and manifest more abundance of in your life. Neurological abundance is like a concept through neuroplasticity, that your brain has the ability to rewire itself, and this is an essential concept for adapting to challenges and cultivating a mindset of abundance and learning from experiences. These learnings in our life, we can always take in what experiences happened to us, maybe traumas and stressors that could have happened to us, and we level up, we step up our game, and we become better, the greater version of ourselves. And that neuroplasticity is like a pruning of neural connections that may not be needed anymore, may not be necessary anymore. So it's like getting rid of limiting beliefs and limiting mindsets and even like the ways that our brain can play in loops of thoughts that are not effective for us. And if these thought patterns are just keeping us in ruts, then we need to have that pruning away of those parts of the brain, those neural connections, so that we can upgrade our mental and emotional capacity to feel a greater physical alignment, as well as the neurological capacity for better memory, focus, concentration, and your ability to truly integrate experiences and lean in to new levels of experiences in your life. And you can imagine that in a work environment, a work setting where you perform at your very best, most likely you're going to be able to level up and go up the ladder as you would hope to gain more abundance. Or if that job is not in alignment with your true passion and purpose and what regenerates you and refuels your batteries, then when your brain neuroplastically is wiring and creating connections that are giving you an abundance of capacity to be and express more of yourself, then think of how easy it would be for you to choose that concept of moving and shifting into a new job, a new career, starting up your own business in a way that is in alignment with your passion, your purpose, and therefore brings you more abundance into your life. And neurological abundance can also be thought of in a concept of neurotransmitters. So neurotransmitters like dopamine and serotonin, these are your feel-good neurotransmitters. Serotonin is your sense of well-being, how you feel about yourself, and this plays a huge role in your confidence and how you're able to express yourself. And dopamine is your energetic sense of how you're able to lean into new ideas, new hobbies and interests, and also just like your sense of fulfillment from this. This is very important whenever you are starting a new career or you're leaning into a job in a way where you're trying to up-level yourself. This also has a part to play in how you take on new concepts, strategies, courses, programs, or learnings. Like if you're wanting to do like self-growth, this dopamine is very important for you to have that motivation for that, and that motivation to become a better version of yourself tomorrow than you were today, and constantly continue that up-leveling. GABA is a neurotransmitter that helps you feel calm, peaceful, less anxiety, and therefore less resistance to change. So you're able to up-level your beliefs and let go of limiting beliefs and thought patterns that may be blocking you from abundance, may be creating fear factors that keeps you thinking about the next set of bills and living paycheck to paycheck, and instead gets you out of those ruts. And that GABA can say, okay, we're peaceful, we're calm, we're stable, things are okay, and now let's do better and let's think better and let's think in a way that's going to align us with greater abundance. All of these neurotransmitters can influence our emotional states and capacity to experience joy, creativity, happiness, and that motivation. And so neurological abundance is an important key element to overall abundance coming into your reality, into your physical body, into your reality here, and the mental and emotional layers that connect you to your authentic source, your spiritual alignment of abundance, and what it is that you're truly passionate about and what recharges your batteries. Energetic abundance is a concept that more people think about whenever you think about abundance. It's because the word of abundance has oftentimes been used in quantum energetic sciences, where we are connected to a vast and infinite web of possibilities, and through practices like visualization and meditation, we can align with the field to manifest abundance in our lives. And so many people have worked with abundance meditations and visualizations and affirmations to try to bring abundance into their life. And that's wonderful and a very important step in the consciousness journey to align with abundance. And now we're introducing in some of these other concepts and elements to ensure that we're really doing all of the things structurally, physiologically, foundationally, and in the elements to make sure that we are actually creating the reality shifts that it takes to see abundance in our lives. So whenever we think about like the physical foundation of abundance, let's talk about the functional medicine root cause approach that we are very foundationally assured in whenever we think about health and wellness, whenever we understand like foundational elements of root causes in functional medicine. We know, let's think about the physical foundation of abundance. Functional medicine provides a root cause approach to health and wellness, and this addresses imbalances that prevent us from living fully. These imbalances may be caused by biotoxin illness or infections or environmental toxin or heavy metal compromise, where we're just so filled up with toxins that our receptor sites on our cells aren't able to receive any information. We, on a cellular level, the detoxification and energy production is key, because when our cells are burdened by toxins or inflammation, energy production decreases, and this leads to fatigue and brain fog, which are both enemies of abundance. And within the cellular health, whenever we are working with anti-inflammatory nutrition, hydration, and cellular detoxification protocols that support and enhance mitochondrial function and vitality, then we're able to have healthier states of cellular function. On the cells, there are receptor sites that are receiving information from communication signals, proteins, neurotransmitters, and these receptor sites can get clogged or blocked by toxins. And whenever we can clear these receptor sites and open up the receptors, open up like the antennas to be able to receive that communication signal, the information, then your cells are able to function optimally. And now your cells functioning optimally are able to create the proper type of function for abundance. Abundance in the physical, energetic aspects of your body. The physiological energy that you need to be able to up-level into a state of abundance. A gut-brain axis approach is another unique way that we can think about how physically and physiologically we can have imbalances in our system that can affect how we are able to align with abundance in our lives. Like the gut microbiome, it's oftentimes referenced as the second brain. Our microbiome, we have trillions of cells of different types of healthy bacteria and yeast microbes that are actually inherent and evolutionarily necessary in our body, in our being. There are actually more cells of our microbiome than there are of our own human cells. And that's an important thing, because the more diverse that this microbiome is, the more our system is able to have that vital role of what the microbes are in charge of secreting, of helping us with our neurotransmitter production for mood regulation. 90% of serotonin, that happy feel-good neurotransmitter, it's made in your gut. And even cognitive function, many types of microbes play a role in balancing out the other neurotransmitters in our system and also stimulating for a proper vagus nerve to primary nervous system stimulation of the central nervous system for our ability to produce our own neuroplastic connections and neurotransmitter production within our brain, like acetylcholine for focus, memory. And acetylcholine is very important for gut health as well. So it's a dual type of connection of having a diverse microbiome and proper production of acetylcholine. And acetylcholine for memory production is very important for the way that we're able to form new neuroplastic connections in consciousness when we're doing visualization and meditation techniques to align with abundance. So that's what helps us to reform our memory connections to help with upgrading the limiting beliefs, the areas in the brain that have the neural connections where limiting beliefs are stored, and we can actually upgrade those, upgrade the ways that our brain goes through those ruts and those loops of thinking to help with getting out of the limitations that we've created in our own life and get more into that state of conscious connection, neurological connection, aligned with abundance and abundance mindsets. Supporting gut health with probiotics, prebiotics, and nutrient-dense foods, like phytonutrient-rich, fiber-filled foods that feed healthy microbiome. This helps to create the stable foundation for emotional resilience and for the healthy gut-brain axis connection. When you have a healthy gut-blood barrier, and it's sealed and protective, that's whenever you know your system has a chance of creating a healthy blood-brain barrier as well. And that's your defense system for your brain. That protects your brain's front brain and neurological system from toxins. Crucial, very important that we're creating these connections. And whenever you have that resilience and those barriers set up, then you have more resilience against environmental toxins that come into your system from this world around us, from the toxins in the food, water, air, everything else that we can be exposed to. We don't want to have a quick offset from whenever we're in a beautiful state of abundant living, and then we become toxic, our receptor sites get clogged, and the brain gets inflamed, the gut microbiome gets imbalanced. There's so many things that can create a cascade that can shift us off of that abundant mindset, abundant living, and abundant lifestyle physiologically. So let's build an incredible, beautiful structure physiologically within the body to have resilience to maintain abundance in our lives. Let's think of another functional medicine concept that can affect abundance, like hormonal harmony. Hormones like cortisol, insulin, thyroid hormones, or even our female or male hormones can influence our energy levels. It affects our focus, our ability to manage stress, and so many times these hormones can be offset and imbalanced. Whenever we have chronic amounts of stress and our adrenals go into compromise, our thyroid can actually become imbalanced. And this is an important component for the thyroid hormones to balance our system physiologically for our, even our body temperature, our metabolism regulation. Our thyroid and adrenals are connected to the ovaries or the testes for the sex hormones. And so we can see imbalances happen where it can affect our mood and the regulation of how our hormones are giving us the motivation and the drive to make us feel more like ourselves masculinely or femininely, and even how we're able to feel that motivation and drive to up level and step up and go up to the next level in our lives. Hormones are a foundational component to communication signals going through every different system of the body, every different cell it's dependent on, and it's crucial for activation to neurotransmitters. So again, the mood and emotion regulation and the mindset regulation for you to have a healthy abundance mindset, it's dependent on those foundational elements from these hormones. In the brain, we have three master glands, the hypothalamus, the pituitary, the pineal gland, and these master glands are creating powerful shifts that are receiving in feedback from the glands in our body, telling us how many hormones are getting created, if it's the right levels, if we need to shift, how much stimulation hormones are secreted or releasing hormones are secreted from these master glands. And these are what create some of the foundational components and building blocks and the shifts that give signals to the glands to up-level and to regulate. So we need to make sure that all of these levels are in the right balance. And whenever we think about insulin and the pancreas and how the insulin hormone is crucial for storage of glucose and storage of the energy that we take in through food that fuels the energy in our cells, fuels our brain. These are the energetic sources physiologically that we absolutely have to have as a foundation and have in the right balance. For us to feel the most like ourselves, for us to feel like we're able to live authentically, for us to feel that we're able to uplevel ourselves consciously. So the science is there, these abundance mindsets, these shifts, these foundations. And this is the foundation to us being able to move forward, shift forward into a stronger state of abundance. So what are some things that we can do for hormone harmony? Is some interventions from functional medicine are like adaptogenic herbs, stress reduction techniques, blood sugar stabilization, that supports and restores balance and supports that thriving state, but it's also in getting to the root causes of what has imbalanced those glands in the first place. And there is a way that we can consciously activate the nervous system through sound, through visualization techniques, as well as certain meditation techniques that can actually energetically shift the string theory in the field around us, as we'll get into with quantum science in a little bit. But it can actually create changes in the reality shifts that can help to support activation of these glands as they are connected through the metaphysical body, through the energetic body. Now, you all understand about some of these biochemical elements and some of these physiological elements. Let's go into a little bridge that may help you to form new neural connections. So, as we're forming these neural connections, think about traditional Chinese medicine that has been around for thousands of years, where they've mapped out these meridians in the body that flow around the system, kind of like the blood vessels, or like the neurons are traveling around and communicating through our system. And well, meridians are where the flow of qi energy is. And this is just a way that the traditional Chinese medicine practitioners were referencing the energy that's a vitalistic energy force within our body that helps to optimize function within our glands and organs. And so we know that there are certain acupuncture and acupressure points that get stimulated to help with balancing the qi meridians and balancing the flow of the qi, if there are any blockages to the qi, and can help to balance out the levels so that they are creating perfect and optimal function. Well, what we want to do is also think about beyond that bridge of that qi energy. There is also like metaphysical and energetic fields around us. These are electromagnetic frequencies that our system actually puts out. Inside our body, inside our cells, we have biophotons and different types of elements that can actually create energetic changes. Okay, cut that. So let's get into more of this quantum and energetic aspect of abundance. So the quantum field shows us that everything is interconnected. So there are a couple of different principles that can help you to bridge this gap and understand more the energetic aspects behind this nature of what can impact and affect your field, the electromagnetic frequencies with our field, and from that bridge between the physical, physiological, biochemical aspects of our being to the energetic aspects of our being. So let's think about one of the concepts in quantum physics about the observer effect. At the quantum level, observation shapes reality. It can shift the atoms and actually shift how there is expression of matter. This means that our focus and our intention have the power to influence outcomes. And this is outcomes that you think about creating, or your mindset can shift realities. That's true. Your system actually shifts the fields around you. And this has been shown in research to where just by an observer looking at a scientific experiment and seeing where they would expect something to be, that's where that particular, those molecules happen to be. And whenever the molecules or the atoms were not being observed, then it was performing a completely different way, behaving a completely different way. And this is what's so important, is that you have the power through visualization and through intention setting to align with greater abundance. And you have the power to shift your reality. Energetic coherence is when the heart and the brain are in coherence and we emit a harmonious vibration, a resonance that resonates with the quantum fields, attracting in synchronicities and opportunities. And this is where you can actually visualize and imagine and create, or go through certain meditations that can help with the mindfulness shift that can actually amplify the effects of how your system is creating a reality shift around you. So visualization, meditation, mindfulness is a core component to that energetic coherence that you'll feel. And that brain-heart connection is something that you can train and work on. You can learn new strategies to keep that brain and heart connection synchronized and coherent throughout the entire day. So ensure that you're training that in and know and trust that what energy you're putting out into your reality around you, you will see a reality shift into your synchronicities and how your day is transformed. The zero point energy is another concept in quantum field, and it's where it's a quantum field is a reservoir of infinite potential. By quieting the minds, we can tap into this field for creativity, solutions, and alignment with our higher purpose. So what we can do is we want to begin each morning with visualization practices where you imagine your energy field aligning with the quantum field, opening up to infinite possibilities. And it's so important that you feel how there are powerful shifts that can actually happen physiologically, neurologically, mentally, emotionally, and energetically around you. And you'll see how much of an effect you can have with these visualization techniques. Let's think about a few other things, like ways that you can help with shifting into an abundance mindset in your daily life. So many of you already have heard about this concept, or you've already tried certain techniques and meditations that are helping you with aligning with abundance, but you may not have seen enough of a shift to where you actually see the change in your reality, where you actually see that your life is more abundant, that you feel more abundance in your energy levels and how you feel as you're going about your day. And oftentimes there is a lack of that connection of anchoring that new energy and those new mindsets into this body, physiologically, neurologically, mentally, emotionally. So that's why it's very important that you have a full system approach of creating the structure in your system and anchoring it into this system, into your body, into your physical being. That's one of the reasons why it is so important that we take a full system approach to help support and guide you. And Dr. Maximilian Ulmer and I have created an abundance blueprint course that is helping you to gain the right support, guidance, and tools to create transformational shifts into abundance in your life. I am bringing in functional medicine, functional neurology, and energetic practices into meditations, visualizations, movement series sets, breath work, routines in the mornings that you can align with and get yourself into a space of perfect and optimal, vitalistic, regenerative energy so that your system is as healthy as possible. So physically, mentally, emotionally, you're able to align with abundance, and you actually have the physiological and biochemical changes underneath to bring a higher state of well-being and abundance in wellness into your life. It's a 6-week course where we guide you and support you in your physical health. I'm going to bring to you ideas, thoughts, and support around phytonutrient-rich fuel sources, nutrient-dense types of ways of eating so that you can fuel your cells, fuel your system, fuel the organs in your body to create an abundance within wellness in your system. And I'll give you restorative sleep techniques and ways that you can recharge and regenerate your system. And also, you'll have some meditations that you'll listen to right before going to bed so that your system goes into a very deep and powerful state of brainwave capacity for healing, for truly optimizing how your system regenerates and heals and gains a greater state of physiological function at night while you're asleep. I'll also be introducing in daily movement techniques that will help with stretching the fascia and clearing toxins and traumas from the extracellular matrix. Let's think about the concept of emotional stressors and traumas for a moment. And what is it that our body is holding to as a pattern of the posture, of a pattern of posture when we're in a state of stress, or we've had a big trauma or emotional issue or lesson that's come up? If there's been something that's hurt us emotionally, we're guarding our heart, or we're just not feeling well, or maybe it's at the end of a long day and you're stressed, you've been stressed and worn out, we go into this movement, this posture that's like a fetal position almost. Our shoulders slump forward, we start to crunch down, we lose our core tightness and tension. Our posture just changes drastically according to our emotions and how we're feeling emotionally, mentally. And so traumas are stored within the extracellular matrix in these patterns where we have these constrictions that bring us forward and down. And it's very important that we are bringing in movements that stretch the fascia in ways that create an actual energetic change within the physiology and the structure of the extracellular matrix. And this is when your system feels, in your neurological system, is able to align with that state of peace, harmony, and regeneration. When your nervous system feels that everything is safe and serene and that it has no concerns or worries or stressors, then your nervous system is able to be in an optimal state of harmony, and your nervous system is able to start unraveling and releasing some of those dormant and long-term stored traumas that have been in your system physically. Sometimes emotionally and mentally, we have been trying to process or do talk therapy or go through different ways of releasing traumas. And if we aren't physically letting them go and clearing them from our body, clearing the stressors from our system, then our neurological system will continue to hold on to them. Our limbic system will continue to react. And that's where we see anxieties and fears and stressors or lack of confidence or lack of energy continue. When we get our nervous system into that state of peace and harmony and resonance and coherence, that's when your system is able to go to a greater state of being and authentic living and expression. We're going to cultivate growth mindsets through neuroplasticity enhancing practices, through meditation and gratitude shifts, through journaling prompts, and also through some functional neurology exercises that you can do to create neuroplastic connections that will actually rewire and work on rewiring certain lobes of the brain and neural pathways to give you greater states of consciousness, capacity, and your cognitive abilities to be restored, memories, and even your limiting beliefs to be cleared, and new ways of thinking, new mindset shifts and growth mindset shifts can occur. We want to shift your mindset from scarcity and limiting beliefs to abundance thinking. And it's not enough to just think that you want to shift to an abundance thinking pattern. We actually need to create neuroplastic changes and rewire those parts of the brain that have been holding you back subconsciously from abundance. We'll be practicing heart-brain coherence and visualization to resonate with the quantum field and amplify abundance energetically in your system. And Dr. Maximilian's work is truly profound. It feels so magical whenever he does his powerful meditations that can have an effect on living stream theory. I know because I got several sessions from him and have had amazing transformational changes in my own life, in my own business. And I've even had incredible shifts through finances after sessions or right in the middle of sessions with him. It's incredible because what he's working with is the quantum field where he can create a living string theory change. So string theory is where we can have effect on two different realities and we're creating a change or a reverberation is coherence and a shift. And he can work on the living string theory change to align you with your true authenticity and exactly what is in your greatest and best interest to bring into your reality. So it's incredible because that can create transformational shifts in reality. And that's what's going to help with aligning energetically through this living string theory approach that he's bringing in to shift you forward. And that, in addition to the daily routine, the structural changes that we're going to be creating, the neuroplasticity rewiring, the movements and the sets that are bringing these consciousness and abundance mindset shifts into your physical body and into your reality, it's incredible how it's such a multidimensional effect that after 6 weeks, I know that you'll feel and see transformational changes. So just remember, abundance is not something you acquire. It's a state that you embody. And by aligning your physiology, your neurology, and energy with the principles of abundance, you can unlock your full potential and live a life filled with creativity, joy, passion, and purpose. Thank you so much for joining me today. And if you found this episode inspiring, motivating, I encourage you to share it with someone who might benefit from these insights. And I would love for you to reach out. We have webinars each week for you to learn about this abundance course and how to get involved with shifting your reality. And I would love for you to reach out if you have any questions. Please feel free to send us an email or give us a call or send us a text if you would like to learn more. You can email us at info@drlaeladoolittle.com or text us or call us at 469-759-9457. And I look forward to visiting with you and sharing with you more about this and how we can work together to create harmony in your life, in your reality, and to help you to feel truly abundant every day. Until next time, stay aligned, stay abundant, and remember, the universe is always working in your favor. God is always creating beautiful shifts in your life, and you are a beautiful, blissful, peaceful being. And it's so important that you feel that connection with yourself. Until next time, stay aligned, stay abundant, and stay authentic. Blessings to you, and I look forward to joining me on the next episode of the Resonant Life Podcast.